The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly is with me, our tech correspondent for her tech takeover. First tech takeover of 2025. And what a tech takeover. Jess isn't even here. Through the wonders of technology, I'm speaking to her from the far side of the planet. Jess, where are you?
I am in Las Vegas. As I talk to you, I am looking at Sphere, which is dominating the strip here in Las Vegas, because for 1 week only, not only is Las Vegas Sin City, but it's also a proper tech city. A tech takeover has very much arrived here in Las Vegas.
So this is CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. So for people uninitiated, what is it? Why is it a big deal?
This is nerdy Christmas. This is where all of the big brands from around the world congregate into one place to showcase what will be the next big thing. So just to give you an idea of the scale, Kieran, it's 2.5 million net square feet of exhibit space. So that's roughly 43 American football fields. And it's spread right across Las Vegas. So if anyone has ever been here before, you might be familiar with the Strip. So there are, you know, conferences happening in the Venetian, say, which is at one end. And then there's also an exhibition space up in Mandalay Bay, which is way at the other end. And then there's the convention center. There are four halls in the convention center. Each one are three or four times the size of the RDS. So you can imagine how much my little sausage dog legs have been walked off me over the last few days.
So what's the kind of the obviously, all right, it's technology, but is it what, like new televisions or kind of flash new cars? Is it more kind of cutting edge stuff like AI? What's the focus?
It's, do you know what? It's the weird and wonderful. And I've been coming to CES now for the last 10 years. And what I've realized this year is that it's not just a tech show anymore. It is an everything show. So, for example, if you're interested in bird watching in your garden, there's now a new AI camera that you can place in your garden and it'll identify not only the bird that is in your garden, but what you could give to feed it. Then if you are interested in AI or AR or VR, there's entire suites of conference space dedicated to showcasing how, you know, everything from AR glasses. So, for example, I know you're doing your 100 Days of Guelga. I saw a demo yesterday with AR glasses that you pop on. They look like quite cool running sunglasses, in fact. And it can live translate any language being spoken to you in real time. So if you started talking Irish to somebody and they didn't understand it, if they had these glasses on, it would translate it in real time. We're getting to the stage now where technology, and particularly with AI, it has been a buzzword this week for sure, but it's being ingrained in everything. So even if you think yourself as someone who's not necessarily a tech fan, you will be using this technology in the next 12 to 18 months without a shadow of a doubt.
That's incredible. So we were talking about this yesterday, actually, with Emmett in the business news, and he mentioned NVIDIA as well and their kind of vision for the future. They're the big chip manufacturer. And their CEO has been talking a bit about this, I understand.
He has, yeah. So they obviously, as Emmett mentioned, they unveiled a whole suite of announcements. But while a lot of people were talking about their supercomputers and their new chips, there was one point that he kind of mentioned in passing, but it got a lot of us talking here on the ground. Take a listen to this.
The IT department of every company is going to be the HR department of AI agents in the future. Today, they manage and maintain a bunch of software from the IT industry. In the future, they'll maintain, you know, nurture, onboard, and improve a whole bunch of digital agents and provision them to the companies to use. Okay, and so your IT department is going to become kind of like AI agent HR.
So what does that mean, Jess? Translate that for me now with your fancy glasses.
Yeah, I will. So this means, and I suppose it, for people who are working in HR in particular, or anybody who works, you might sit up a bit straight, because I don't know how everybody would feel about their IT teams becoming the new HR departments. But essentially what he's meaning is we're going to be utilizing so much artificial intelligence technology that it's going to set the tone. It's going to be so influential in the companies right around the world. If you are a customer, chances are when you engage with a business, in the first instance, you'll be engaging with an AI agent. Then if you get elevated to a human worker, or if you are a human worker, you'll be utilizing so much AI that, you know, you have to be utilizing platforms that align with the company values, that are responsible, ethical, and all the rest. the role of the technological teams in companies around the world is going to go through the roof. And I suppose that leads us on to the bigger conversation around ethical AI and the policing of AI. You know that I love a bit of legislation. Mm-hmm. And because we are based in Europe, we have the EU AI Act and a whole host of other pieces of legislation that are putting parameters in place. But it's not the case in different parts of the world. So I do think the impact of AI, aside from the productivity benefits, you know, the moral and ethical implications of AI in the workforce are going to be a key trend in the coming years for sure.
Okay, well, listen. You might get hot and bothered, Jess, by legislation, but not everyone does. So back to the kind of glitz and glamour. What are car manufacturers? What's the latest thing in cars?
Yeah, this is very cool. And I was actually thinking of you yesterday when I was down in, there's a particular lot, the Silver Lot, where a lot of the manufacturers are based. And I spent a bit of time at the BMW display because they unveiled their new iDrive panoramic windshield or windscreen. So when you get into the car now, there's no dials or dashes on the dashboard at all. It is very much just you sit in. Yes, you have your infotainment screen on the right. But as a driver, when you sit behind the wheel of the car, now when you look through your windscreen, at the very bottom of that screen, you will have a customizable bar that will give you all the information that you need as you're driving. So your speed, if you're coming up to a speed zone change or anything like that, directions, everything is going to be on the heads-up display. So you don't have to take your eyes off the road to engage with the car or to get the information you need. As I said, you can customize it. So if you want, I know you like listening to an audiobook or obviously the radio, you can tweak and customize what appears on that. But it's very much about trying to keep the driver's eyes on the road, give you the information that you need and strip back some of the clutter that has appeared in cars in recent years. And it is very, very cool.
All right. Yeah, sounds very cool. Look forward to seeing it myself. Listen, before we move on to tech recs and tech tips, I do want to ask about Facebook or Meta. So Mark Zuckerberg announced that they're getting rid of their third-party fact checkers and they're going to do community notes and the kind of era of censorship is over and it's all about free speech. What does this actually mean, the user experience for us here?
Well, for us in Ireland, at the moment, there's no change happening. So this is very much focused on the US right now. But for anyone who didn't watch Mark Zuckerberg's 5-minute video he posted to his social platforms, it very much looks like he's going to battle with the EU. And that is enhanced by the backing of President-elect Trump when he comes into office. It seems like, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is going to take this head on. He said that the previous or the current administration with Joe Biden has made things a little bit more difficult for them and also enhanced and encouraged censorship. And he wants to strip that right back. It's a worrying development, I have to say. And I know that a lot of people on the ground here, a lot of the tech community are concerned about it because for such a long time, there's been calls and Mark Zuckerberg himself has appeared before US Congress calling for rules and regulation and structures and supports to make their platforms that bit safer. So this feels like a bit of a U-turn. Now, at the moment, as I say, nothing is going to change in Europe right now. But that's not to say that we won't see some dramatic change in a few months' time. But they're very much following the model of X, formerly Twitter, where the community will dictate what is factually correct and what is not correct. And he is saying that it's to try and enhance free speech over censorship.
All right. I suspect we'll be talking about this again several times over the next 12 months. Let's get to your tech tip then this week. What is it?
Yeah, it's get your digital house in order. I know so many people, I've seen it all over my socials. People are doing the new year, new me, and they're decluttering their hot press and they're organizing their lunchbox drawer. Do the same thing for your digital life. Spend 5 minutes this evening. Sit down, get your phone, search for the word unsubscribe in your email and get rid of all the clutter and the junk that's in your inbox. Any newsletters, any retailers that are sending you stuff that you don't need or want, get rid of it. And then over the weekend, go through all of your subscriptions and again, cancel anything that you don't need, you don't want, or you don't use, and you will absolutely save yourself money. It takes 15 minutes max, and I guarantee you, you'll feel better for it.
All right. So that's the tech tip. What's your tech rec this week, Jess?
Well, again, going back to your 100 Days of Gaeilge, if you want to see more Irish in your day-to-day life, a simple thing you can do is put your Gmail into Irish. So if you use Gmail as your email provider and you just want to see a bit of Irish, I find myself that when you engage with the language daily, it makes it that bit easier to use and keeps it top of your brain. Go to your Gmail, go to settings in the top right corner, click all settings, select the language, pop in Gaeilge, and there you go.
There you go. I still won't read your email, whether it's in Irish or English.
You won't.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, enjoy what's left of CES and we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.